This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 9th, episode 1516, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World, it's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
So let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together and let the good times roll.
Well, hey, y'all. The Hit 'em crew is out recharging their batteries this week, so sit back and enjoy this merry mashup of previously aired bad ad segments from the Hit 'em Audio Vault. A word of caution, this podcast contains laugh-inducing sarcasm that can cause public displays of childlike laughter. So sit back and enjoy the fray.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading. Well, looky here, boys, he's got a pretty good rig. He's got a working trot and a short jig. He come off of the ranch where he's born and bred. The last of his blood, that old stud's dead. He's a little bit nervous inside the ring. Kids out back and ride him with a string. Of course now, his feet needs trimming. Yeah, it looks to me like he's been foundered. Well, you seen that big skeeter bite on his neck? Yeah, they probably aced him. He's a little fresh. We ain't rode him much lately. Yeah, 8 seconds or less. He's got a pretty little head. Yeah, if you don't mind the looks of an ironing board. They say they just wormed him. Yeah, now you're trying to worm me. Well, they say you can ride him with any kind of bit. Yeah, as long as you wire his mouth shut. They say they showed him NCHA. Yeah, which means not coming home again. Or was it AQHA? Yeah, which means apt to quit hauling around.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, looky here, boys, here's one of a kind. He's as right as rain. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'll make you a price. He's worth every penny. I wouldn't even sell him, but I got too many. He's King Ranch, Wagner, Doc Bar bred. They tell me he's smarter than Mr. Ed. I tell you one thing, he's a good rope horse. Yeah, that's how you have to catch him. Well, he'll jump right in your trailer. Well, that's good, because I seen him jump out of yours. Now, he's got all the wind in the world. Yeah, it's just coming out the wrong end. He's good at opening gates. Yeah, you brush up against one, he kicks it right open. Well, they say he runs AAA. Yeah, which means always awkward and aimless. Well, looks like he's got a little Arab blood in him. I don't believe I'd have told that one. Now, I'd say he'd be a good cutting prospect. I believe that's the first thing I'd do to him. They say they showed him NRHA. Yeah, which means never really had ability.
Horse
horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, I tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. It's a horse trading. Come on now, you wear out a new truck trying to find a better deal than this. Ah, don't lose him over a few dollars. If it's not just like I said, you don't own him. I guarantee him, gentle and sound. What do you mean, why didn't I tell you about that navicular? I thought it was a secret.
It is that time of the week when we do really bad ads. We take ads from Craigslist, usually, that have been submitted by our listeners, and we make a little fun of them and have a good time on a Friday, our last half hour of the week. We're good to go?
No, you're first.
Okay, I'm first up. Rossi sent this one in. Free pony to good home, and this is in, is MO Missouri or Montana? We have this, I ask this every time.
Missouri,
okay, thank you. I am selling my stallion pony only because I am moving to where there is not enough land for me to keep him. He is green broke. This is the first horse I have ever owned or rode, and I can ride him just fine. My three-year-old daughter also rides him. He is great with kids, would be perfect pony for a little girl if someone had the time to get him fully broke. He is about 6 years old, very gentle, and he's not even cut. He's a great horse.
Why?
I just knew you were going to have so much fun with this one.
Are you having your three-year-old duder, by the way, ride a stallion? I think you're going to go to hell.
Everybody listening to that knew that Jamie was not going to be able to hold back.
Good Lord.
And she said it with pride, and he's not even cut. Like, that's a pride thing.
Oh, my God. He's, like, totally perfect with kids. Yes. No, he's not, because he has testosterone. Good Lord. You did that to make me mad.
I did, and we put it first.
Now, this next one was sent in by Kathleen O'Grady. And, Kathleen, this is so funny. It's a photo. Let me paint the picture. It is a black horse in the picture, and it looks like a big old quarter horse stallion, the kind that screams navicular disease with, like, this huge, giant, fat body and these teeny tiny little feet. Doesn't it scream navicular disease, Jennifer? I would ask Glenn, but you can't.
It makes my feet hurt looking at that picture.
Yes, exactly. So here's the ad. Because of his cream gene, he does fade in the summer sun. He has fire highlights. Isn't that called sun bleaching?
Yes. I think most horses do it, too.
Yeah. He's black.
Especially
he
black ones.
Out in the summer. Okay. But they've figured out.
Jamie's black horses in Arizona turned, like, pink. I mean.
Yeah. The cream buckskin gene of Edward. Is that why he, my thoroughbred has buckskin cream genes, too? Okay. Because of his cream gene, he does fade in summer sun with fiery highlights. He has a saucy personality. In the right hands, he will be an amazing horse. I don't ride. He is bored. Experienced, serious inquiries only. Don't ask me a million questions over the phone. Just come and visit. If you two are not a good match, just bring him back. No questions asked. Last picture listed. Okay, there's that picture, and there's, like, 20 pictures underneath, and it's, like, all the ones, like, you would click on, like, all the different ones. There's 20 pictures underneath this main picture, and it goes on to say, the last picture listed is the actual horse, and a couple are what he kind of looks like, but only he's smaller. The last picture, and only the last picture, is actually him.
Why would you post all the other pictures?
What?
If they're not
so
him.
They've got a little arrow drawn. Not him. Yes, him. The one picture. So I'm not even. It's the picture I showed you. I told you the black stallion with the little teacup feet. That's not even him.
Nope. Oh, not him.
What I
thought was really funny is I Googled it, and this ad has several iterations, and they all have the same thing in common. these pictures are not this horse, but they're different pictures. Jeez. It's really funny.
But you're not allowed to call and ask questions.
That's because they want $2,000 for, did you see the horses? That horse looks evil. I'm sorry.
The actual horse, I can't even, can I even click on that horse?
Linda,
that is so bizarre.
Linda sent in the following one. A red horse. That's
his
the title.
Cream jean. I'm sorry. I'm going to use that. Cream I'm like, jean. Oh, he's got a cream jean. So that's why he's like coppery and root beer colored.
Linda sent in the following one. Red horse, $600 in Roosevelt, Utah. I have a small red horse for sale. She is about 3 or 4 years old and is about 12 or 13 hands high. She would be great with kids. She would be a great kid's horse and is broke to ride. She is good with her front feet, but I have never tried to pick her back feet up. Need to sell as soon as possible because every time you get near a rear end, she kicks you. That's exactly what that says.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Well, first of all, did they ever trim the feet? I mean, like,
apparently not.
Oh my gosh. And no 3 year old is a good kid's horse. I just,
oh God.
People are very liberal with their kid's horse. They're tossing about the whole kid's horse sentence.
Trust me, people, when I've owned a lot of ponies, and when this ad says I've never picked up the back feet, that is because you will get your teeth kicked in.
Yes. So, well said.
That's why.
Right. Julia sent in the next one. I think Julia might be a new submitter. Julia Cheney, thank you very much. 2 to 2.5 year old paint mare for $200 in Dover, Arkansas. I have a 2 to 2.5 year old paint mare, and she's a quarter horse. She has blue spot in one of her eyes. She is not broke, but the other day she did get close enough to me that she let me touch her nose. I also stroked her neck once.
What is with so the I'm ads sure. today? Sorry.
Like, you can't make this stuff up. She let me touch her nose. I stroked her neck once, so I'm sure she could be broke easily.
Oh, my God.
I am located in Dover, Arkansas. You will need to pick her up.
Yeah, because I can't catch her.
Bring your ropes.
She's been touched once, but she can be broke easily. I'm sure of it. Don't worry. Don't worry about my broken arm. It's okay.
Can I divert for just a moment?
Yes.
Why do people think I went to a client with my clients to go look at a potential broodmare because they're going to take the same adventure I am with the baby mama. And we went and we looked at these broodmares and went to pick one out and we picked it and it's great. So in the pasture behind me, there's a horse galloping around. It's probably like a 2 acre pasture, just galloping around. And I turn and I'm like, what's going on? Oh, she can't catch her horse. I was like, oh, well, maybe I can help, you know? And she was like, no, just leave her alone. I was like, okay, let's watch this train wreck. What does the woman do to catch her horse? Walks into the barn and comes out with a lunge whip.
Chases it around till it's tired, right?
Would your horse come to you if you're carrying a lunge whip? Like, there was absolutely... So what she did, because I'm watching this whole thing happen and just cringing, and I'm like, I've already been told not to help. So she basically chases it around, cracking the whip, making the horse run away from her, and corrals it into the corner where somebody on the outside of the fence was standing with a lead rope that flung it around the horse's neck and like tightened it down until the woman could get up to the horse and bring it in. Do you think that horse is going to come to her tomorrow? I don't think so. Sorry, diversion there. But people.
Well, you saw a really bad ad in the making because that horse is now for sale.
It was like this 2-year-old paint mare in Dover, Arkansas. My God, you can't catch it. I stroked its nose once, though. So, yeah, good luck.
Genevieve has sent the following one in. Vintage horse. Oh, my God. Vintage horse trailer. Picture says most of it. It certainly does. Mostly wood, mostly fall aparting rust. Looking for offer, call Mike. Oh, Mike, I have a suggestion with this particular horse trailer. And I'm not even going to try and describe it. You're just going to have to go to our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning and look. I have a suggestion. This would make a great start to a bonfire. It really would.
I mean, if it's made of wood, you're in luck.
Yeah, you could make a lot of s'mores burning this but baby up, and that's all it's good for.
Let me just try to describe it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's first of all, the front end, there's no tongue on the front end that you would hook to
the
trailer.
Haul
it's actually
it.
Buried into the ground. Like, there's grass over it, there's soil over it. This thing has been there for so long. The tires, they actually have tires on it, but they're sunk down about 6 inches into the ground too. This thing has been there, I don't know.
Did you notice the roof? There is none.
It's some sort of wood thing and it's gone, and there's panels missing, there's side parts missing. It's just hilarious. So
it's a mess.
My personal favorite are the fenders, which are off of a 1954 Ford pickup
truck. Oh, you know, you're right. Those are car fenders.
See, that's
upgrades. No, pickup truck. I think they're from a pickup truck. I'm pretty sure.
Pull those off.
It's probably the only part worth anything. The antique fenders. Oh, God. Jennifer's going to post that. I don't know who sent the next one in.
Vintage is questionable. I mean, people throw vintage, antique, you know.
I don't know if Genevieve sent the next one in or not, but I want to rent your fish pond. I would like to this is a new one. I would like to
this is in Adel, Glenn. This is Adel, Georgia.
Oh, it is?
You
oh, okay.
Do your southern accent.
Oh, southern accent. I can't do it. You made fun of me last time I did it.
It's really bad. It's hilarious. Do it. Okay. Do it.
I would like to rent. Now I'm in some other accent. I would like to rent your fish pond. I am seeking access to a stocked fish pond for my family to fish in. I am a very responsible person and would take good care of your property. Let me get this right. He wants to come over to your pond, put fish in it, and then have his whole family come over and fish in it.
No, he doesn't want to put fish in it. He just wants to bring his family over and fish. We had a pond in my house growing up, and random people would knock on the door and ask if they could fish. And my dad would be like,
"Is that a Georgia thing?"
Yeah, I guess. I guess it is. Yeah, and so they would knock on the door and come fish. And my dad would go, "You can keep the brim. You got to put the bass back and throw the crappie in the woods." Like, apparently that's a type of fish.
Yes.
It's terrible.
Yeah, nobody likes the crappies. That's the name.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what he used to tell people. And the problem that you have, that's why probably this person said he's responsible. I'm really breaking this down for you, is that most people, they like drink beer and they throw the cans into the water. And so we would have to dredge all the trash out of our pond. And finally, they had to quit letting people do it. Anyway, side note.
That's way more than I ever wanted to know, actually.
Well, you're welcome, Jason. Adel, us Georgia people got to stick together.
Lindsay sent the next one.
It's the most funny thing I've heard.
I don't know what I was doing there. It just came out.
I would like. I don't even know what to do. It's the best thing in the whole show. All right. So Jennifer, can you please make sure Glenn gets all of the Southern ads from now on?
I got to practice my Southern accent. I got to practice. I got to do phonetics training.
You got to just go with it. Okay. Lindsay sent in the next one.
I need to turn my fan on. It's hot in this house.
Lindsay, yeah, because you're blushing. Arabian mare and paint gelding for $1. I have an unregistered Arabian mare, approximately 12 to 13 years old. 14.1 hands. She's green broke. I've had. Oh, this is all one.
Of course, because there's apparently no broke horses in the world anymore.
No. She. Ahead. Oh, by the way, again, green broke 12 or 13. Yeah, like, come on. She's green broke, but I've had her under saddle about 6 times with my trainer this summer. She's a sweet girl. She does do little warning bucks while on the saddle, but she gives up quickly and complies.
Oh, great.
Hey, anytime somebody says they'll only buck for a little while,
you got to work the buck out of them. Yeah.
Lunged beautifully, but needs a refresher. She's a bit buddy sour and does fine when you're working with her. That's not a real good sentence. I haven't had time to work with her recently. Ask him $700. That whole thing was she's great, but she's not great.
Yeah, okay. Not good.
Then the next paragraph. I also have a new gelding. He was brought to me as a well-broke pony, but I haven't tried to saddle him yet, so I cannot verify that. He didn't lunge for me very well when I had him in the round pen, but it was a new place and my kids let the dog out and then they wouldn't leave him alone. Can be a little bit of a food bully, but not too bad. I've only had this guy for about a month, so I don't know a lot about him. And that's the reason I'm selling him for less than what I paid for him, asking $700.
Do you know what this screams?
I don't.
Dealer. When you see the prices are all the same on horses and they're talking and they come up with these outlandish stories, it's a dealer and they just got it in 2 days ago and they're turning it around. And he bought it for $5 from the neighbor. That screams dealer to me.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't have ever called on about this horse. So I would never have gone.
We do have a theme today, boy. Shelly Crosby sent in the following one, a black yearling colt, $800 in Polden.
That's Georgia. Georgia.
I'm not believing you. I have a grade black yearling gelding. He is gentle and halter broke, stands tied to his dam, was a row ranch. Wait a minute. This doesn't have any punctuation at all.
Take deep breath, buddy.
I have a great black yearling gelding. He is gentle and halter broke, stands tied to his dam, was a row ranch mare. He is a stout yearling. He will make awesome workhorse or trail horse. The only reason this horse is up for sales, my wife is pissed off that I bought another horse. Otherwise, he would not be go anywhere. I will trade for things that don't eat. Call or text. My wife is pissed off. That's a switch. It's usually the other way.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God.
This is our last ad. And I kind of made it the last ad. And Jennifer, please mark.
Wait a minute.
Please mark 1 hour, 22 minutes exactly. Go ahead, Jamie.
I'll do the ad if you read the title.
No. This is going in the best ofs. Jennifer, did you mark 1 hour, 22 minutes? Okay, go ahead. Thanks to Jessica Troop for sending this in, by the way. She had to know I was going to do this. Go ahead. Hey, I did my really bad Georgia accent.
The title of the ad is...
Go ahead.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much right now. I'm crying. The title of the ad is Hog Semen Transporter, $200.
Oh, there we go. I'll add that to the semen best ofs. Go ahead.
Very, very well-made semen transporter. Oh, my God. Also can be used to transport organs. Or anything that needs to stay at a constant temperature. I'm crying. It was only used once. And one for hog. A very short time.
What is a semen transporter anyway?
Why would you say that specify it as a hog semen transporter and then also say, and you can transport organs?
Are hog semen different than other semen?
I'm going to continue. It works very well. Can be plugged into a 12-volt car plug or a standard wall outlet in any home. Both plugs and instructions included. This unit is very nice. Oh my God.
Practically brand new.
It keeps going. It belonged to my wife's uncle, but he died. He purchased this unit shortly before his passing. It is like new. Email me or text me with questions if the ad is up and still available. I can't
You're
even.
Crying.
We have a winner. For the year.
Jessica now wins every prize we have the rest of the year.
I feel like I should just send you $10 on top of the prize. Like, if you see that title in a Craigslist ad, you have to click on it.
Hog semen transporter.
All right.
It's an ice chest. Oh, God. Whew.
Like, why specify? Never mind. There's just too many.
Don't try and understand it. Just don't try and understand.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Feeding your horse starch-laden grains can lead to colic, laminitis, and metabolic disease. Today, nutritionists are recommending the use of high-quality fat to provide healthy calories. Fat is an extraordinary energy source. It's readily utilized by the horse and contains more than 2 times the calories of starchy grains. Replacing grain with a high-quality fat supplement reduces a horse's risk of developing health problems. Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran is an excellent fat supplement. It contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio and won't cause mineral imbalances when added to the diet. Its all-natural ingredients are high in healthy fat and fiber. And best of all, horses fueled by Equijoule stay calmer and more focused on the job at hand. When you need to add healthy calories to your horse's diet, choose Equijoule. To learn more, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
You know, what else can we say about equity? We've been talking about it all year long. If you haven't bought one yet, you're just being stubborn, and you really should. I got a couple emails from people, and there are no stubborn horsewomen. We all know that. So I got a couple emails from people this week that said I've asked for one for Christmas. We each at this farm now, including my landlord who lives on the property, all have our own Flex and Forks. And we all have our own so that we don't
fight
over.
Flex and Forks are not meant to share.
No, you don't share them because they're yours and you get possessive. And we have a shake and fork here for the occasional times we do bring them in the stalls. I am not going to do it the traditional way because I'm basically lazy and this really works. So if you have to clean a lot of stalls or just a couple stalls, having a shake and fork around ain't a bad idea. If you want your husband to clean the stall, get a shake and fork because it's like a toy. It's a gadget. And they're going to be more likely to want to do it if they can use the shake and fork. Every time I do it, I kind of chuckle to myself because it is kind of like a gadget. And it just works. It just works. So check them out. Ask for them for Christmas. Make sure they get the orders in soon. EquityMFG.com. You will not regret it. Well, let's do our first ad coming today from Chelsea.
All right.
Chelsea said, high school senior portraits with horses. Book your outdoors men or women's senior portraits with any of our horse models. Don't let this special opportunity pass you by as space is limited. You can only fit so many people on a horse. Choose from a sophisticated hunter jumper model to our cowboy or cowgirl special. Do you get it?
Yeah, so you can either pick the sleek looking thoroughbred or the fat quarter horse.
Oh, I thought they were talking about the guy, like a hot hunter jumper guy to go in your picture or the cowgirl.
Choose from a sophisticated hunter jumper model, which is my gray thoroughbred that we'll bathe before you get here, yes. Or our cowboy or cowgirl special, which is like the little plucky paint horse that's in the backyard.
We've got plucky. The right plucky.
Plucky paint. Oh my gosh.
That's a good description for so many paint horses, actually. We've got the right horse model for you, too. We provide quality tack and horse model with an amazing fall backdrop. Reasonable packages available. Book today.
It doesn't have this, like, I see people this time of year that are taking pictures, school pictures with their horses and stuff, but it's not the same if it's not your horse. Like, why would you photograph yourself with somebody else's horse? Like, hey, is that your horse? No.
That is true.
You ride that horse?
That is true. No.
Do you?
Have you ever ridden a horse? No, but they're pretty.
No. I ride. I don't know this particular horse. I can't remember his name, but like I got my picture taken with him. He's really,
you're kind of a faker. You're kind of a faker at that point. But you know what? They probably sold tons of these.
Maybe.
It's another one I want to call and find
out. Call them. Janelle sent this one in, Reg Quarter Horse Gelding. Reg Quarter Horse Gelding. He's a registered quarter horse gelding, easy to lead, but needs training on tying. Ride good, just needs work on not bucking. I wouldn't consider that ride. That
ride's good.
Ride's good
when he's not bucking.
He needs work on not bucking. Healthy, but not a stout horse.
That's a good way of saying he's skinny as a rail.
Has been wormed, but will need shots. $700 or best offer, please. I can text you more information. Edit. He got on a trailer just fin. Can't say fi. He get yours.
Well, they were in a hurry for that one.
That was a quick edit.
Yes.
So he got on a trailer, but I can't say he'll get on yours.
Which means he's not going to.
So basically, did somebody go to buy him? He got on the trailer and they were like, never mind.
That's
and
exactly
they
what happened. That is exactly what happened. And, you know, so you get a horse that doesn't tie, he bucks, and he won't trailer. Perfect horse for $700.
I can't imagine you're going to be able to read this next ad from Shelley.
Oh, just everything is misspelled. Pretty much just everything is misspelled in this one. Big horse, 14 years healthier for sale, $500. A Blick Percherone Stallion, 19 hand and 14 years, but very youthful and genteel horse.
No,
you want to do this one because you do better at reading these where everything is misspelled. Every word.
Let me help you out.
Okay.
Percherone Stallion, 19 hand and 14 years, but youthful and genital whore.
You're right. It is a genital whore.
It's a genital whore. Ridding is okay. No health problems. Good soul-lied, steel-aid horse. Is jumper. So must have high fences. Emails to please if interested.
Let me get this right. We have a 19-hand Percherone that jumps high fences. That'd be a sight to see.
I can't even believe you were able to get that out of that ad. He's a genital whore, and he's a like, big
He's a 19-hand genital whore who jumps high fences. I got it. I perfectly understand what they're saying. How does he jump high fences?
Stallion. Riding is okay.
How low a fence do they have? We have never seen when we had an 18-hand Percherone, by the way, I don't believe it's 19 hands. When we had an 18-hand Percherone, it would not jump 2 feet. It's not getting over a 4-foot fence. It's
no, there's a reason they keep giraffes in an area at the zoo that the fence is 3 foot tall.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys stay here.
Wow, okay. Shelly, that's a really bad ad. Yeah. Every word was misspelled. The only one they got right is and no. They got those two right. Anything with two letters, they got right. Yep. Everything else, no.
Yeah. Very good. I'll just do the next one real quick. Sorrel, Tennessee, walking horse for sale, and $300 is Montrose. I think that's in Tennessee. We got to do Tennessee because I watched Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors last night, and I'm telling you, I got this Southern accent thing down. And by the way, Coat of Many Colors was really good. I cried like 4 times. I cried 4 times watching that show. Jennifer Nettles makes me. Okay. Y'all, Rusty stands at 14.3 hands. He's a little hot-tempered in that he has tons and tons of energy, needs training and handling, and is a little scared of his own shadow at times. Rusty does very well with an experienced horseman or horsewoman. He's unused to being more than just a pasture mate, but with the right owner, he'll make an excellent mountain.
I'm sure.
We have had him over a year now, and he accepts the saddle, even though he didn't when we got him. And no one picks available.
He accepts the saddle. Nobody can sit in it, but he'll let you look at it.
He's hot-tempered. He has tons of energy, and he's spooky.
and we can barely get the saddle on him. All of that for $300 in Montrose.
$300 in Montrose. You just come on out and get him.
Thank you, Abby. Well read. Beth sent this one in. It's our trailer of the week. It's a goods neck horse slash cattle trailer for $1,200. It does not have lights or brakes. Here are some photos of it buried out in the woods. Okay, when it says in the ad that the trailer's buried in the woods, do we need to say anything more?
Oh my God.
Done right there.
I mean, it's like a swamp creature. Like, if you're going to load the swamp creature into a trailer, this is the trailer you want to have.
This was the alligator wrangler's trailer until he got it stuck in the swamp, and it's still sitting there.
And the wrangler died because he got eaten by an alligator.
That's right.
And then they just came across it one day.
That's right. Oh, we had that happen. You reminded me of a story. We had that happen this
week. Wasn't that crazy?
Did you read that story, the burglar?
Yeah, some dude, like, robbed somebody's house and, like, jumped in a lake to hide and, like, got eaten by a gator.
Like,
am
a 13-foot
right?
alligator ate him. Yep, that's right.
And then the sad thing is they killed the gator.
Yes, They killed the gator because they had to do an autopsy, and they did find parts of the guy. So, So that was a bad day. And you know what I found bizarre about that story? We're totally off topic here, but this was only in Florida. So the guy calls his girlfriend. The reason they put all two and two together, because he was missing for, like, days. The guy calls his girlfriend and said, I'm going to go rob houses tonight with my buddy. And then the police showed up and they chased him and he jumped into the lake and they never did find him until days later. But yeah, he told his girlfriend, I'm going to rob houses tonight. And that was the last time.
What I thought was pretty harsh about the whole thing is the comments section underneath that.
Oh my God, that must have been interesting.
People like, oh my God, karma got that guy. I'm like, okay. Like, I get it. Karma is...
My guess is he was a Yankee because anybody who's lived in Florida for any period of time knows you don't hop in the pond to anywhere in Florida to hide from the cops.
No,
not a good idea. Take your chance with the cops.
And my stepdaddy always told me that what you do when you want to get in a pond is you got to shine a flashlight along the top of it first because that's when you see the eyes. God. Oh, you live there. Oh, crazy. But
welcome
people like, karma
Florida.
Got that guy. I'm like, he didn't kill somebody. He robbed somebody and then was eaten by an alligator. Like, you got to have really, really bad karma.
Yeah, he's been
like,
robbing people for a long time.
You've been doing a long time. Woo! Okay. Where were we? I don't even remember. Okay. The gator trailer. How do we get off on that? It's Friday. Thank God. You Utah send in the next one. Oh, it's this is a good one. 15-year-old gray half horse. Oh, it's a half horse mare for $900. A half horse. This nice looking mare with papers has been used for riding. For questions, you can text or call me between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. anytime.
I want to know, do I get the front or the back?
That's what half?
If you get a half, I want to know which half.
There you go.
I think it's
short
important.
And sweet and very odd.
Kathleen O'Grady sent this one in. A quarter horse for sale, $2,200 in Sarasota. Wendy must have sent this one in. Kathleen lives right next to Wendy, I think. Male quarter horse, 6 years old, trained, raised on a farm with other horses. This is a horse to ride, $2,200. Aren't you glad to know it was raised on a farm with other horses?
Hon. So basically, I know it's a male and it's trained.
And it's
like,
trained.
That's a badass.
That's all you know. That's all you know. English, Western, nothing. But it was trained or was raised on a farm with other horses, which was
and
stuck
this
out to me.
It's a horse to ride as opposed to a horse to eat.
Considering where this ad is at, you have to specify.
That's true.
Oh,
it is Florida.
Oh, God. That is that place, isn't it? Oh. All right. Gemma sent in the next one.
We are on a roll today.
Free gelding and little filly for sale. Free gelding and little filly for sale. Scammers need not apply. He is not for dog food. All right. Horses are cheap and require a lot of... horses are not cheap and require a lot of care and maintenance with shoeing and yearly vaccinations and deworming. Just so you know. I have a couple of cuties for sale and one free to a good home, 20-year-old Bay Arab / Mustang gelding. Tango has one eye and has foundered, but very sound now. He has been a great horse and could be a great companion horse to one to pony the grandkids around on. We also have a cute filly paint that can be registered. She is 1 year old and has one blue eye. I suppose the other one just has one eye. She has one blue eye.
Got it.
I am looking for a younger horse that can handle the mountain riding that I like to do. Looking for something not blind or not having laminitis. $1,000 or best offer.
Has this person been burnt before?
I bought this horse, has one eye and has laminitis, and you can have it, but I want something that's not.
Yeah, I want one that's not blind and doesn't have laminitis. You take that one. I'll take the good one. Thank you very much. You know, the only redeeming thing about that ad is they want to ride in the mountains, which means it's not Florida. That's the only thing.
Yeah. There is a cute Philly paint. I've always wanted a little Philly paint.
And scammers need not apply. This is not for dog food. Gemma, good one. Paige sent this one in. Dark Bay mares reduced $2,000 Lower Valley. Four-year-old gentle mares. Been pushing cattle up pens at feedlot and tracing out of the head box. Real cowie, smart and athletic. 100% sound and broke ass. Yes, that's what it says with dollar signs. 100% sound and broke ass. The only part in this horse that's broke is its ass, apparently. No bad habits, gentle for any level rider. She has no papers, so don't ask. Because I sold those with the other horse.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I love how the funny part is listening to you say, been pushing cattle up pins at the feed lot and tracing out the head box.
I almost sounded like I knew what I was talking about. I had no idea what I read there. It's like, I didn't know what a head box is.
Now, I was going to read, darn it, Lucas just walked in, and I was going to read the next one as written.
Oh, yes. I actually, it was written that way. I sort of made it all symbols.
Oh, you did that?
Yes, I did that. It was written with that particular swear word, and
what do you think?
Well, I don't think you want to read it.
We have lots of alternative words we can put in.
Yes.
Okay, what alternative word would you like me to use?
Let's just
there's
say
nothing funnier than that word.
I know. Well, let's just say that the word started with an S and ended with a T, and we'll just use the word crap. Can you use the word crap around Lucas?
Okay. I can use it. Daddy can take him out of the room. I mean, I'm like, but you're right. I mean, that actually, did you hear that exercise rider use the word?
No, yeah. I didn't even hear it.
Oh, yeah. She dropped that S-bomb.
Well, I guess I've done it. Why not?
I know. Exactly. I will clean your house stall, horse stalls, or cow barn. And this is Robin sent this one in.
Must be Texas.
I will clean your horse stalls or cow barn in exchange for the manure I clean up.
Sold. Come on over.
Exactly. Here you go. Come on.
Here's the equity flexing fork. Have fun.
I know it's a crappy job, so I will clean crap up and shovel that crap right into my truck bed. I'm not full of crap either. I'll show up at the agreed time, do the dirty work, and haul that crap right up to my farm, where it'll make nice compost for next spring. I'm serious as crap.
It was killing you, wasn't it?
Oh, God, I wanted to say it so bad.
It was killing you.
I know. I have a two-year-old here, and we are going to not use that S word because the last time I used the S word, I got cut off by a driver, and I was like, oh, and I said the S word, and then he repeated it all the way in the car to the Air Force luncheon that I was going.
And anybody that was curious about what she said at the beginning of the show about Mama, just listen in.
Well, I knew I was in trouble when my wife saw this old horse. He's a pathetic thing, and she said, we've just got to take him home. Know that we can feed him up and get him back on his feet. Next thing I know, there's 14 more in my wife's rescue lead. Suddenly, she's getting 15,000 emails a day. Most of them from people trying to send another horse our way. A few times I tried to put the brakes on, but it was just too late. She'd hypnotized 14 other wives all across the state. Well, I guess there's worse obsessions that my darling wife could choose. But that sure don't stop me from having the rescue husband blues. We fostered 1,000 horses, most whose names I can't recall. But at least I know a little piece of my wallet went out with them all. Now my wife loves the horses, and I've just had to accept that. Having a little more trouble with with these 40 dogs and cats. Everything was fine until they commandeered my chair. Covered every piece of clothing I owned with piles and mounds of hair. Next thing you know, I'm gonna be renting another house, 'cause the animals will unionize and quickly vote me out. I'd like to think my wife will side with me when that day comes, but I don't know, she's got little ears for creatures with opposable thumbs. I guess there's worse obsessions that my darling might choose. That sure don't stop me from having the rescue husband blues. We fostered 1,000 horses, most whose names I can't recall, but at least I know a little piece of my wallet went out with them all. Now I know some of you fellas out there can surely sympathize. Same thing's been going on at your house and with your darling wives. So let's start us up a club, let the meeting start, 'cause there's a whole lot of Shinerbach beer in Misery. Come on and do your part. We've got the rescue husband blues. Sure don't got no money left to lose. Let's get together and talk about the days before our wives are rescue slaves and drink away these old rescue husband blues. Just can't shake these rescue husband blues.
That's why I like
something happens. Something happens in your life.
Robin Kane sent in the first one. ISO, turnout horse blanket. Not sure of size of my horse yet, but she's 4, still growing. Let me know what you have. Don't have to fit perfectly. So I'd like a horse blanket, but I don't know the size of my horse. And she's still growing, but you know what? Whatever you've got, I'll just throw on her. I don't care.
I don't even get that. Like, okay, I've got this wonderful miniature horse.
Yeah.
I would like to. I mean, that's weird.
It is weird. I can just picture this planking hanging down to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a nightmare. RJ sent in the next one.
You're going to love this one.
Oh, really? RJ. Free AQHA mare with experience needs to go. So is a mare? Okay. Free. And this is in Castle Rock, Washington. Free. I think they said that. Free to experienced home. We don't care about the money. I'm at the end of my rope. Shine is a 17-year-old accomplished AQHA mare. OHSET, sorting and penning trails and roping. However, Shine has gone rogue. And we expect has suffered some sort of mental breakdown. She used to be a horse anyone could ride. I am man enough to admit it when I'm defeated and can't handle it anymore. I have never given up on a horse until now. Under saddle, she's good with an assertive rider. On the ground, she'll take off and drag you, and she knows she can overpower an adult human. She has recently decided that she won't load onto a trailer. If you can load her, you can have her free. Note, she has been seen by a vet 3 times, been chiropractor twice, and teeth have been checked. We ruled out pain the first thing. So basically, she just decided she doesn't want to be around people anymore.
Do you know what? When we've always said this on the show. We've said, how do horses stay in the little fences we put up? Why do they stay in the barn when if they really pushed hard on the door, they could break the latch? You know, this is a horse that's figured out, look, I'm done. I figured out I can do all this stuff, and you ain't stopping me.
Yep. Yep. But it was not surprising to me that a horse that can't lead won't load.
Right. Like, yes.
Those two things kind of go hand in hand.
You know, when we owned the Percherons, you know, 18 and a half hands, we always said that if this horse wants to go somewhere, our 3-board fence is not stopping this horse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The door of the stall is not stopping this horse. The little lead rope attached to, you know, little 100-pound Jennifer is not stopping this horse from taking off.
No.
No. This one just happened to figure it out and went, woohoo, look what I can do. Joy sent this one in. Some new names today. A saddlebred quarter horse mix, $850 in Lola. Up for sale is this beautiful horse. We are getting rid of him because he does not get along well with our steers. We got him in the late summer. My wife rode him a couple of times. None of our saddles fit him very well. We were told that he is trained to pull a cart, but we have never hooked him to anything. He does not like our trailer either. Would consider any decent offer, or would trade for a steer.
Oh my gosh. Why don't you just say what you really want to say, which is we bought this horse and we were excited about him for like the first week and my wife rode him and then she got bored and she went back to doing, you know, her nails or whatever. And
I think the horse wife got bucked off because the saddle didn't fit is what I kind of think.
Oh, that's a good point too.
I think that's what happened.
Something happened and then we were told he did all this stuff, but we never did anything. So he's been kind of standing out in the field and he doesn't get along with your steers? What the hell does that mean? Cows and horses.
Apparently the cows are picking on the poor horse.
Oh, sure they are. Sure they are. So that makes no sense. So,
wife got bucked off, horses out.
Exactly. Jody sent in the next one. Quarter horse for sale, 800. Can you tell I am grumpy? Like, I don't even think any of these are funny. These are like making me mad. I'm sorry.
Okay, wait a minute.
I've got to ride a horse.
Yeah. I got the scale. I got the thermometer right here. She just went from a 7.5 to an 8.5. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to have to post that on Facebook and keep it a slider. We'll make a little slider on Facebook. Get Jamie's grumpiness level.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Cleanse. Okay. Quarter horse for sale, $800. And this is in Huma.
Huma.
H-O-U-M-A. I mean, where the hell is Huma? I got to go with the Southern. I got to go. That's somewhere in the South. Quarter horse for sale, $800 in Huma.
It's in Louisiana.
Oh, dear. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Now you have to go with your real Southern accent here.
I don't do Cajun, honey. I don't do Cajun. Four-year-old, four-legged brown horse. Wow, that's descriptive. Four-year-old, four-legged
brown horse. I'm glad it has four legs. I really am. Yeah.
Could be registered. Could be a racehorse. Could be a barrel horse. Could be a broad mare. She could be lots of things. Out of time at the border and nowhere to put her. Asking $800, paid a lot more for, but any reasonable offer be considered. I don't quite know what that means. Out of time at the border.
It means they didn't pay their bill and they got kicked out.
Oh, I gotcha. Gotcha.
And I love how it could be anything. Yep. My horse could do anything as long as you teach it.
Four years old, four legs, good to go.
Does have none of that stuff right now.
Sounds too like she has a uterus, so that's more helpful.
A broad mare. I like how you that would do. Casey Berger sent in the following one. By the way, our thoughts to everybody in Louisiana. This horse is probably underwater right now. Casey Berger sent this one in. Horse for sale, Appaloosa. $900 in Hillsboro, Missouri. Something like that. 9-year-old easy stallion. Uh-huh. Does that mean the stallion's easy? And are all stallions easy when you think about it? I don't know. Stands at 15 hands and displays white blanket with spots. Sire is Appaloosa Grula. Mare, a Lindbred LEO quarter horse. Gentle and good on halter. Not broke, but would do well with training. Yes, they all do. Downsizing and need a good home. Contact me with questions.
Wow. If only we could find an Appaloosa Grulala mare. I mean, they're not even spelled Gruya, right? Come on. Okay, Chantel said.
You're going to love this.
Oh, my God. Please. Please don't tell me that they're selling it for money. They're paying people to come take this thing. Old tandem axle horse trailer with brakes. No title. Heavy duty frame and hitch for making into heavy hauling unit. What? Let me tell you what this is. Let's see. It's the just the very front of one of those rounded front trailers. No roof, no walls, no nothing. What is on the front is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different colors. There's pink, black,
many blue, shades of rust.
And then like 6 different shades of rust. There are tires. This thing is buried in the woods. There's nothing on it.
It has brakes. They don't work, but it has brakes.
How would you even know it has brakes? This thing hasn't moved in 40-something years.
There's a great big stone pile in front of it. I'm not exactly sure how you're going to get it out of there. You're going to have to do some shoveling.
Trees behind
first.
It, big rock pile in front of it. Yeah, come and get it. Just bring your helicopter to lift it up out of there.
Jennifer will post that on her Facebook page at Horses in the Morning, as she does every Friday. Misty sent in the following one. Sale or trade young bunny. Oh, this is yours. Go ahead.
This is mine. Sale or trade young bunny rabbits. We have too many rabbits. Yeah, I think that tends to happen when people have rabbits. We have too many rabbits. They are a mix of long-haired bloodlines, and the result is a cute little bunny. The Angora crosses do require some grooming to prevent matting, but the hair can be spun or used for crafts. Do you know anybody that uses bunny hair for crafts?
I don't know anybody that's taking all the bunny hair and putting it together and weaving it into something. I don't.
Hold on. I got to shave the bunny so I can go to my round spinner thing.
A bunny spinning class.
I gotta get my bunny
spin class.
What's
bunny wool called? Is it called bunny wool?
I like that bunny spin class. They should make that. That's at the gym. You can do see that at the
you
gym.
You can bring your bunny along and they can have those little wheels so everybody can be in shape at bunny spin class. You can have your bunny do the spinning wheel for you. Just put them in there and get them, you know, a little whip.
This is going to make more sense after I read the last line.
Okay.
Willing to trade rabbits for livestock, hay, horse, pony, or a mule. Thank you. Sheep Thrills Fiber Farm.
Oh, there you go. They there do sheep wool and bunny wool. Jennifer, look it up. Is it called bunny wool? Now I need to know. I'm going to need to know.
I need to know.
This is the first time we've had somebody trading their sheep for a pony. And by the way, how many bunnies do you have to trade for a mule?
I'm looking up Sheep Thrills Fiber Farm.
Oh, yeah,
and it is a gift shop and arts and crafts supply store that is located in Indiana, Pennsylvania. I guess that's a city in Pennsylvania. It's called Indiana.
Yeah, that's right.
So they have goats
anything with
for sale and sheep for sale. And
do they have anything they made out of the bunny fur?
What exactly would you, what, like, why would it be Sheep Thrills? Like, what thrills do you get out of?
We don't want to go there.
Let's not go there.
Angels sent the following. Just
caught yourself, didn't you?
There. Uh-huh. I wasn't going there, Glenn.
Oh, no, we're not going there. Angel sent the following. In your mood, I don't know where you're going. So I just, I'm moving on.
Oh, this is a nice looking.
I'm going to post this on the Driving Show Facebook page too. It's a horse training cart for $500.
What?
It's a horse training cart has worked for use for years, but we are downsizing and need to sell off some equipment. Solid steel and very tough. This thing is made of angle iron. It has to weigh 1,000 pounds. It has 2 very dead flat wheels on the back, and it is literally the shafts are made of angle iron. I don't know who would lift this up.
Do you realize what the seat is? I thought first it was a lawnmower seat. It's actually one of those seats. It's just rusted out.
You're right.
A metal chair that you used in high school.
At church. Yes.
At church, yeah. Yes. A metal chair is
they
like
must have
welded.
Bolted it to the floor.
You got to post this on Horses.
Oh, my God. And look at the shaft. This thing, I don't know how a horse could even hold it up.
If you can lift it, you can have it.
They want $500 for this. You can get a nice training cart for $500. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's just terrible. Post that.
That is bad.
Anne-Marie sent in the next one, and I don't even understand this one, but I guarantee you I would not sign up. Free cell phone. Free cell phones. Sign up for free cell phone. Just come to CJ's Beer Cave gas station. here till 6.
Because that's where you get your free cell phones. The Beer Cave gas station.
Somebody. It's going
to
be. This
has to be West Virginia.
I'm going to give my personal information to the people at CJ's Beer Cave gas station for a free cell phone.
Do you think that a truckload of cell phones recently went missing?
I would say that if you work at AT&T, you probably need to check your stock.
I'm trying to see where CJ's Beer Gas Cave gas station is, and it looks like, oh, Oklahoma.
Oh, my God.
And you're moving there. Aren't you so proud?
Someday. There's also a CJ. Oh, I know. You're right.
Liz sent the following one in. Leather couch. We're getting everything this week. Leather couch. Leather has been flaking off for some time now, but comfortable and large. It was once a leather couch. Now it's just stuffing. But it's comfortable
and large.
That's
gross.
I know. It's gross.
That is gross. Are they selling this couch?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
I'm sorry. If I sit down and part of the leather flakes off onto me, I'm going to... That's gross.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
All right. Thanks,
well,
you
that
guys.
Was an interesting batch of ads this week. We have a theme every week. I'm not sure if just really bad is this week's theme. Just really bad.
But like also between the cart and the trailer, people are just selling trash. Like, come get my trash.
Oh, well. Oh, well. There you go.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
It's like really bad ads in real life.
Well, Haley, who I think is from Idaho or Utah or somewhere up there, our intern, Haley, you can buy this first one because this is out of Utah, Vineyard, Utah. So this is sent in by Sierra, sent this one in. It says $110, feigning goat, a buck, out of Vineyard, Utah. Feigning goat buck, born August 30th, 2015, good coloring and faints well.
Is faints well? Like, do you want your fainting goats?
Yes, you want them to faint, apparently. Have you ever seen them actually do it in person?
Yes,
it's hilarious.
You think it's hilarious? I'm like, oh my God.
It's so funny. Get up and do it again. I was like, your son, do it again. Do it again.
Again. Nice.
I have the second one, too. Catherine sent this one in. Two horses for sale, $1,500. I've got two horses for sale. 10-year-old pink gelding not broke, and a 15-year-old palomino broke. Need, K-N-E-A-D, the barrel pattern. Need the barrel pattern. Ben, experienced rider, price negotiable.
I don't know what
that is. What is needing the barrel pattern? Does that actually mean something and we're too stupid to know it?
They're massaging the barrel
massaging
pattern.
It, they're like
knuckles,
baking it.
Preparing it.
I don't know.
Yeah, preparing it.
And then she says, Ben, experienced rider. Does that
and
mean
I don't
she
even know
was an experienced who? Rider, and then after she rode these horses, she's not anymore? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel sorry for those horses. I feel sorry for anything 10 years old that's not started.
Yeah, not broke. No, they don't. Yeah, that's going to be a tough road to hoe.
Yeah. Mary Ellen Murphy sent in the next one, and know you had...
What? I have to get... you. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Don't do it. Please don't. Don't do it. We don't have time. Mary, now I see why you gave me this one to read. Thank you, Mary Ellen Murphy. You're dead to me. She's cleaning for horses.
$30. Jennifer, please make a note. We are at... we are at 10 minute or 1 hour, 12 minutes. Please mark that down on your black book of Jamie talk. Go ahead.
Okay, go.
Cheap. I don't know who sent this one in. There's no name. Cheap cattle hog feed. 500 pounds of peanut butter. $85. Yes, you're hearing it right. Cattle, hogs, and deer love peanut butter. It is also very high in fat and protein. I have a 55-gallon drum of peanut butter for sale.
Multiple 55-gallon drums ones. Of peanut butter.
$85 per drum. Each drum weighs over 500 pounds. Sorry, delivery not available. You have to pick it up. How the hell are you going to get it onto your truck?
Question here. Why the hell do you have several 55-gallon drums of peanut butter?
You know, the only thing I can think of is they robbed a truck and they were shipping it like to a peanut butter factory. Why else? Who has 55-gallon drums of peanut butter? That's a lot of peanut butter.
Like, what? Are you hiding dead bodies in there? I mean, what on earth? Is this from a drug trade? Like, they shoved a bunch of drugs inside the peanut butter drums? That's actually a really good idea. Somebody should.
Yeah, because that would the dog sniffers probably wouldn't get through that, would they? Peanut butter.
Nope. Just peanut butter. No guy's gonna want to stick his arm down in there and feel around. Ew. Okay. So yeah, it's a drug trade.
There you go.
But then you're making money on it, selling it to. Can you imagine the deer with their like?
You'd have every deer in the state there.
Oh my god!
Glory loves peanut butter too. She just loves peanut butter.
Next one is our trailer of the week. Thank you, Casey Berger. This is a 24-foot gooseneck horse hauler trailer in Alton, Illinois. 24-foot gooseneck horse hauler trailer. Gooseneck is one word, then goose and neck are separate words. First come, first serve. Can of implement paint splashed on here real quick. And the value of this trailer easily doubles just before tax time for those looking for a lick to make some extra cash by flipping vehicles, etc.
Yeah, I got to tell you, implement paint is not going to help here.
No, I think the wood paneling that they put on the side maybe causes a little bit of a problem. I think you can't open it. It's so rusty, you can't possibly open doors.
This is a huge, huge rusty fifth wheel trailer that you're going to die of an infection if you get anywhere near.
This is tetanus. Like, you must have a tetanus shot. Like, they should put that in the ad. Must have tetanus shot and proof of tetanus shot before coming to see this trailer. Although I doubt
it's been around a while. This one really has been around a while. Jennifer's going to post it on Facebook.
It has got to be 100,000 pounds.
It does. It's all steel and rust. Although the rust, some of it's gone now, so it might weigh less than when it was new.
Yeah, just rusted through.
It's just flaked off. That is one big ass trailer. All right. They went $1,600 for that.
Wow. Well, you would double your money, Glenn.
Yeah, double it.
Double your money.
A few thousand gallons of paint. Double your money. Lindsay sent the following one in. Looking for horse, $100. I am looking for a new horse. I have a gelding now that needs a friend. I am not wanting to spend any money. So aren't we all. We'll provide a loving home. I have goats I'd be willing to trade. 3 doe pygmies and 1 male fainting goat. Today for goats. Looking for broke gelding, project horse, large pony, no minis, please. Young horses as well. I would love to talk to you. If you have one, you need to rehome.
Hold up. Like, at the beginning, I was like, not wanting to spend money. Okay, my gelding needs a friend. So, like, somebody's got to have, like, a pasture, pasture babysitter.
A 75-year-old.
Crippled. No, we want something broke and that we can ride. No minis, no nothing. Young horses, something young, something I can ride, something that's already broke. Like, we're good to go.
Yep, I'll take that one.
Good luck
free.
For that. Good luck for that. You know what? I've got a well broke horse I was just wanting to give away.
Well, who doesn't want to trade it for a fainting goat?
I mean, really? Let's do it. Jody, what are you doing down there, bud? Hi. Okay, he's got my phone. He's happy. I'll keep reading. Tennessee walking horse.
We'll see what your bill is next month as he's charging things to your phone.
I know. I turned that off. Add life. Tennessee walking horse, $550 in Berea, Kentucky. Oh, hell. This is in Berea, Kentucky. That's in the States.
I was practicing my Southern accent, too, just for today.
Wow, that's much improved, Glenn. Do you want to read this one?
I was packed Tennessee Walking Horse, $550 in Berea, Kentucky. I'm the owner of a beautiful, unregistered Tennessee Walking Horse, gelding by the name of Shadow. This clot has a great back and a short back and plenty of head shake. This clot will be ready for a show this season, this spring. Text me. What the hell's
Glenn,
a clot?
Much improved. Still terrible.
Yeah, Southern but you accent. Said I had to do one this time, and I've been practicing for 2 weeks, and that's all you get.
I'm so proud of you.
By the way, what's a clot? Am I missing something in Southern speak? This clot has a great back.
I don't know what a clot is either. I don't know. Is that a walking horse thing? Hey, can I take a moment just to give you some numbers here?
Yes.
Real quick. Okay. So the Big Lick, 65, they did all those federal samples that they do at all the walking horse shows in the year of 2015, and the numbers are in. Okay. Now remember, they've cleaned up everything. 768 samples were tested. 500 were positive. For 175%, like 175 of the 200 at Celebration were positive. That's 87.5% coming back positive for foreign substances. 200 random samples. 165 were positive for irritants. 140 for masking pain meds. And 37% for numbing agents. Tennessee Walking Horse Celebration needs to end. Okay, so... But this person's got a nice...
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
There you go.
That was perfect. I always said that, like, I'm sorry for offending the Tennessee Walking Horse people. Oh, wait, no, we don't have those listeners because those listeners
they gave
don't
up a long time ago.
Yes. If you have Big Lick Tennessee Walking Horses, send me an email because I would love to talk to you on the show. Please. Please email me, Jamie at horseradionetwork.com. Okay, you read mine, so you've got the next one.
Oh, yeah. Heather sent the... at least give me credit for doing the Southern accent. 2 weeks I've been practicing. 2 weeks.
Yeah, you've really worked hard. I'm proud of you.
Yes. Heather sent... Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. I don't even know how to say this first name. Heather sent this in. How do you say that? Catahadlin?
That's why I wanted you to read it.
A Catahadlin ram to $125. Catahadlin ram for sale. He is 1 year old, nice frame. We got him with a horse and don't want to be in the sheep business.
That's honest.
I bought a horse and got a sheep. What kind of package do you think that was?
God, terrible one.
So we got fainting goats and Catahadlin rams.
Oh, the next one's... oh, my God. Are you going to read this next one as is? Chelsea sent this one in.
Oh, God. Beautiful but nasty bantam rooster. Beautiful bantam rooster. I don't know if it's me he doesn't like or
no, he
what.
Don't like. I don't know if it's me he don't like.
Oh, he don't like or what? But I'm not putting up with his shit any longer. I'll give you a dollar to take him.
God,
you need to do that in your best Southern accent. Do it in your best Southern accent.
Beautiful bantam rooster. I don't know if it's me he don't like or what, but I ain't putting up with his shit any longer. I'll give you a dollar to take him home. I say that all the time, too. I'm like, I'll give you a dollar if you can do that. I should be out a bunch of dollars. Rossi sent in the next one.
It's Rosie. That's who I was talking about. We did it this week on Stable Scoop.
You said her name was Rossi earlier on the show.
No, I said Rosie. It's spelled Rossi.
Okay. Rosie.
Rosie.
Rosie, I think your name is beautiful. 16-hand Arabian quarter horse.
Gilden.
It's
a Gilden.
Gilden. G-I-L-D. In Fort Worth. Oh, this is Texas. That's Southern, too. I have a quarter horse, and I'm trying to... Oh, this is all one sentence to Rosa. Thank you very much. I has a quarter horse that I'm trying to rehome. He is broke and ready to ride. Kids are good for him. Your wife will be good for him. He's very sweet and will be great. Pets willing to take trade and cash. If you're not trying to come see him or give me, please do not contact me. Serious inquiries only, need gone ASAP. You can come see him. Thank you. You have a blessed day. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers.
Dirt, every inch of me hurts. Guessing wasn't such a perfect landing. Yeah, I'm still alive, not sure how I survived. It was a hell of a ride till it ended. I guess that's what you get when you leave. You don't always end up on your feet. Oh, there's easier ways I could go. Oh, but deep down inside me, I know I really have something to show when I get that pony road. Oh, yeah. Every now and again, I get myself in the spin. Face the true consequence of a fast turn. Every up, every down, every single go round, every fall I have found makes me stronger. So I'll knock all the dust off and then I'll get back in the saddle again. Oh, there's easier ways I could go.
That about wraps it up for another week, everybody. The songs today were provided by Templeton Thompson, Dan Roberts, and Rescue Husband Blues was by Spencer Williams. You can find their music on iTunes, CD Baby, and other outlets. We also have links to their websites on our website show notes page at horsesinthemorning.com. We'll be back again on Monday with a look at Road to the Horse 2017 edition. And like today's show, all of our shows next week will not be on the live feed, but will be available for download or streaming at 9 a.m. Eastern promptly. Lots of new content coming up. Thanks to our sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products, Ovation Riding, and Equity Flex and Fork. This is Coach Jen. We'll see you again soon. Now go ride your horse.